Hello, welcome to the September edition of Movie Day Ladies. Our first movie we watched was On the Waterfront, the classic starring Marlon Brando from 1954, black and white. And it's basically about on the docks, the crime syndicate, I guess, the corrupt dock people, putting the unions down so that they're not making much money and they get... Emma's laughing. I don't know why. Corrupt the dock. Did I say corrupt dock? Oh, I'm sorry. The docks are not corrupt. It's the people who are running them. Sorry. This was kind of a long movie. Anyway, so Marlon Brando fights against the man. So that's a basic storyline. And so, okay, what are our best parts, Em? I'll make you start.
Oh, thanks. The story's good. The story is good. It would make a great play. And I really like Marlon Brando in it. So, yeah, Marlon Brando would be the best part.
I have to agree. I think he probably looked more like he wasn't acting than the rest of them. I think he did a good job.
Do you mean he seemed natural?
I thought so.
All right.
I realized that back then there was a certain way they filmed and, you know, had movies, but he kind of acted as if he was just being the person he was supposed to be.
Okay. My best part was also probably Marlon Brando. Because, yeah, he's good. I like him. Anyway, it's back, you know, in the 50s when he was, like, a little more svelte than later on in life. But
what happened, Marlon?
Yeah, I guess you really can't have it all. Okay.
You shouldn't have it all.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't think about that. Okay, what are our worst parts?
Well, there again, you think about it when it was made, and you try to take that in consideration, but it's really hard after being used to the more modern movies to watch such a slow-paced movie. It's really hard to stay interested and awake.
That's a little honesty for you. Okay, V.
Well, I'd have to say the same thing. It moved along kind of slowly, but it was just, they don't have any action, you know, it's just talk this way, talk that way, to emphasize what we're supposed to understand about the movie. And of course, I get that. That's the way they did it back then. So it was more like, it's more like a play. It's put on almost like a play, a performance instead of a movie.
Yeah, it was pretty slow moving. I hadn't seen it before. Like, I've seen little bits and pieces of it, but this is my first time actually watching it. And yeah, it's not exactly reel you in and keep you interested unless you're into old movies like that. But yes, it is a little more like a play type movie. But it's how they were. So I got a little bored because I'm simple and I need to be entertained. So.
Why you watch movies? That's one of the reasons I watch them, to be entertained. I can get all the other junk from real life.
It was entertaining. It's just slow entertainment.
Kind of creepy crawly entertainment. Very. Anyway, okay. I'm going to be quiet now. All right. What are our ratings? What would we give it?
I'm going to give it a 5.5 just because it is a good movie for the time it was made in. But I don't need to watch it again.
I actually would give it a 6 because I think that the same thing, that it was done pretty well for the time it was done. And they had really some well-known actors in it. And again, I think Marlon Brando kind of brought it up a couple points in my mind.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 5.5. And I totally get why it was like critically acclaimed and won Oscars and stuff like that. I get it. I just don't need to watch it again.
Yeah, and I do think we have to think of the story behind the story, mm-hmm. is that, you know, there was corruption And so, you know, it was kind of good to see how they did it.
Oh. All right. Anything else about On the Waterfront? Nope. All right. Stay tuned for our next one. Second movie of the day was At Any Price. I think that was the name of it, right? At Any Price? Yep. Starring Dennis Quaid and Zac Efron, about a farmer in Iowa who sells seeds to other farmers and also farms Dennis Quaid's. And it's a family farm, and he really wants to make it work. And his son, Zac Efron's a race car driver and doesn't want to take over the farm. And then Dennis Quaid gets in a little trouble for doing some shady business dealings. And so they have to figure out what to do about that. That's kind of the very basic plot line without giving in too much away. Anyway, what are our best parts?
Well, of course, the favorite part is Zac Efron. I don't know, he's a good actor. And it was kind of surprising. It wasn't what I thought it would be. So I think that's the part I really liked. It was surprising.
I thought the girlfriend was the best.
Zac Efron's girlfriend.
Yep, I thought she was the best.
I would agree with that. I liked Zac Efron had this girlfriend who was not very, I think he was supposed to be in his early 20s, but she was had a hard home life, but she always was kind of chipper and funny and a little breath of fresh air in it. So I would agree with that. This movie, I thought, was, because the description of the movie when I read it was like a story about a family farm, you know, trying to keep the farm going, plus the son wants to get into race car driving. And as Em said, it's more of a drama than a, I thought it might be kind of like an easygoing feel-good movie. It's not. I'm just going to put, I'm not going to say what happens, but it just, it's more of kind of a slow-moving drama. So, what are our worst parts? Sorry, Em was yawning, so maybe that was the worst part. I don't know. So that's why there was a pause. Okay. Yes, Em.
Some of the acting in it by some of the extra people was kind of, I don't know, boring, slow. I suppose they were trying to portray farm life in Iowa, but come on now. So I think that was my worst part.
Well, I'd have to say that not exactly sure that I got the whole concept of it. For what reason? Was it written that way? I'm not sure why. And I agree with, I actually thought, I don't know if it was the acting that wasn't so good, especially in the beginning, or if it was the script. But it was not very, it didn't hang together very well. It seemed like there was all different people doing their different things, and they were, it just didn't hang together. So I thought that both of those things. I thought I didn't like the script, and I thought the acting was not really, what would be the word, cohesive to each other. It didn't connect very well.
Well, I think the thing is, this movie's almost more of a character study, like what types of people, what people would do in certain situations, more than a, you know what I mean? More than
entertainment.
Right. Yeah, more than entertainment. It was more of, you know, taking separate characters who have certain personalities, and
I do have to say, though, even though I said the characters weren't very good, it was a good portrayal of farm characters.
Whoa.
It's funny how business is just business too when it comes down to it, like farm business, whatever business is business. So they're all business, no matter what, will have its drama. So my worst part was that got a little slow in parts. Some of it I was kind of like, oh, really? Really? This is what's going to happen in this? I was kind of like, oh, yeah. I don't know. It was a little too much in parts, but yeah. So what would our ratings be?
This is really hard. It actually was a good story because, like I said, it was kind of surprising. So I think I'll give it a 6 because of that.
I was hoping for the best, I guess. And so I really kind of quit when things happened that I didn't think were the best. And I kind of quit. I kind of stepped back and thought, well, so I guess I would say maybe I would give him a 4 and just because I guess of the filming and the I don't know. I guess I'll give it a 4.
I'd probably give it a 5, maybe 5.5. I don't know. I mean, I kept my interest through the whole thing, but I wouldn't watch it again. So, it's,
yeah. No.
But, all right. On to our next movie. The next movie we watched is Pain and Gain, starring Mark Wahlberg, Dwayne Johnson, Anthony Mackie, Tony Shalhoub, and Ed Harris. It was directed by Michael Bay, about three bodybuilders who get together and decide that they're going to kidnap someone to take all of his money and then kill him, but stuff happens. And it's kind of about chasing the American dream, but instead of earning it, they just were going to take it from somebody. It's kind of a comedy. Well, it's trying to be a comedy, but also sort of weird and action too, but it's kind of a crime comedy, I guess. What? And it's based on a true story, loosely based on a true story. I read up on it a little bit, and it there was a gang that really did try to kidnap and do stuff to people to get their money, and they were well, I don't want to tell you what happens, but it's based on a true story, loosely. So, that's the basic plot outline, and here we go. If you can tell by the excitement in my voice, what we're in for. Okay,
Best part?
Best part would have been the bodybuilders' bodies.
Like Mark Wahlberg, The Rock, and yeah. Basically those two?
Well, the other guy too.
Yeah, he wasn't bad. He was trying.
And all the background characters at the gym. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess the best part were the actors, I think. If you can act in a movie like that, I guess you're doing pretty well. They were good. That's about it.
I would have to agree with the actors. I really do like them. I like The Rock, okay? I do. And I like Mark Wahlberg, too. So I guess they were the best part. Okay, worst parts.
Where do we begin? It seemed like it started out as a comedy, but it sure didn't end up a comedy. And that was rather disappointing. It was funny in the beginning, and then it just went downhill.
Well, where are we on now? The worst parts? So many. No. I guess I just didn't like the movie, but it was a true story. So I guess I don't like the true story either. I don't know if they would have had to make a movie about that. It was kind of, it's depressing.
It got a little gruesome, too.
It did. I thought, this is the part we can turn it off. I don't really need to see it in a movie. It's bad enough to know that it happened in real life. So I wouldn't have made a movie about it. It wasn't funny, especially if you were one of the, victims or whatever.
Yes, I would agree with that. I agree totally with M. The first, half an hour, I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of funny. All right, I can go with this. And I don't usually like movies like this. And then I just hit this wall where it just got awful. Like, bad, bad, bad.
Because it is bad, bad, bad. I mean, how can you make something like that be good?
Well, I know. I guess it kind of tricked me with the comedy in the beginning. Because it really shouldn't be a comedy. Because it kind of makes the bad guys look... I mean, dopey, but kind of funny and likable in certain ways.
Well, they must have portrayed him as being really, really stupid. I mean, they portrayed him as being, what would you call it? Ridiculously, you know.
Incompetent in there.
Yeah. But still, it's, I don't know. He isn't exactly funny.
I guess. But. Yeah. It just hit a point where it was just bad. So what are our ratings?
I'll give it a 4. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say because I keep coming back to the fact that it's a true story, but yet I don't know if it had to be done. So I'm going to give it a 4 because I like the actors, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 3.5 or 4, 3.5. If it was going to be a true story, they did kind of make it like a comedy, and that's not what happened. Was not funny.
No,
it was not funny at all. So, I guess I didn't. You know,
I don't know how to give it a rating when it's like that. When it's a true story, how do you rate a true story?
Well, you rated the fact of how they portrayed the true story. Then, you know, and I don't like that they made it funny. And they made the, you know, it's not something to laugh at.
They could have taken the basis of the true story and not carried it all out. Mm-hmm. We didn't need to know the whole story. They could have made it entertaining without telling us everything.
Yeah. I just don't think they did it very well.
I don't either. I just don't think they had to do the story. Bad enough, like I say, to see it in real life. I don't think you need that, but that's just me.
Okay, that was Pain and Gain. The next movie watched was The Big Wedding, starring Diane Keaton and Robert De Niro and Susan Sarandon and Ben Barnes and Topher Grace and a whole bunch of people. And it's basically, okay, there's Diane Keaton and Robert De Niro were married, but they're divorced now, and now he's with Susan Sarandon, and they had an adopted son, who is Ben Barnes, and he's getting married, and his adoptive mother, or his biological mother's coming to the wedding, and she's very Catholic, so he had never told her that his adoptive parents got divorced, so throughout the wedding, they have to pretend they're still married, and funny things ensue. Because of the situation. So that's the basic plot line of the movie. And what are our favorite parts, Em?
I don't know if there was exactly a favorite part. I just felt like the whole thing was very entertaining and pleasant. And the acting was really good. And I can't really pinpoint a specific time. And the comedy was good, too. Yeah.
I would have to agree. I think it, overall, it was just kind of a fun movie to watch and didn't have to think too much. So just entertaining. I like it.
I agree. My best part, I probably have two. I like the, I like Diane Keaton. She tweeted me once. So we're best friends now. And I like the actors. I like Ben Barnes and that kind of stuff. But it's really pretty. I like they have this pretty house that's on like a pond and everything's like crisp and clean and leaves and it's bright. So it's just pretty to watch too. So that's one part I liked. So what's our worst part? Emma's really thinking.
I'm having a hard time with this one. Let's see. Worst part. I didn't think about this part.
Would you like me to skip you?
You better go first.
My worst part is that there's some like kind of dirty parts that make me a little uncomfortable with some of the older folks in the movie. I know, but that's, I'm trying to pick something, okay? I'm trying to pick something. So that would probably, this is like, I think it's rated R. And it's rated R for a reason. It's got some swearing. It's got some sexual stuff. So that might be my worst part because I just have to pick something. Otherwise, it was enjoyable to watch, so.
Yeah, I was going to say that too, although it was kind of minor. Yeah. But still, it didn't add to anything. It didn't add at all to the movie at all. So it probably wouldn't have to have been in there. But yeah, it was okay. That's it. It really wasn't anything much.
What I have come up with is Robert De Niro, I really like his acting, but it seemed like he tried too hard to be the character that he was. He didn't come across natural in this one. So I guess that'd be my part.
Okay, so what are our ratings?
I'll give it a 6.5.
I would give it a 6. I'd watch it again, and it was okay. It was entertaining.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 6 too. I thought it was entertaining. It's not great. I might watch it if it was on TV. That's about it. So that was The Big Wedding.